raised one eyebrow at the exiled demon lord, former silent film star, and bearer of a literally cursed penis, as he stormed around the room in impotent rage. Being born an incredibly handsome man in possession of sultry looks that had women throwing away their better judgments, and sometimes souls over the centuries, Magoth had no reason to adopt a form other than his natural one. Not, I noted silently to myself, that he could now if he wanted.
You see how I am treated. This is intolerable, wife. I insist that you lessen this minion. I will not be told by a mere slave what I may or may not do. She threatened me with violence. Me! She deserves a lengthy and inventive punishment for daring to treat me in such an insupportable manner.
It was my fault. He used my bathroom break to get past me to the entrance of the lair, Marta said, apology rich in her voice. He won't do so again.
It was the merest of coincidences that I was in the basement at the exact moment the slave was out of the room,
Magoth sniffed, adopting a self-righteous expression that I didn't for one moment buy.
You sneaked past me when I was in the bathroom, Marta accused.
I am a demon lord. I do not sneak, he said, outraged.
One, I said, ticking it off on a finger, you're no longer a demon lord, at least not technically. Two, Marta is one of Gabriel's elite guards, not a slave, and you will treat her with the respect due her. And three, I'm not your wife, so stop calling me that.
You're my consort, he insisted, his eyes narrowing on me.
You deconsorted me when you found out you'd been kicked out of a baden, remember?
I spoke in the heat of the moment. You know full well that I have not conducted divorce proceedings. Until it pleases me to remove you from that position,
he smiled, and I thanked my stars that we weren't in a baden, or I might have lost a few bits of my soul to that smile.
Or until you die, you will remain my consort.
Thank you for that reiteration of demon lord protocol. Inside me, deep inside my chest, the shard of the dragon heart that I bore stirred. Triggered as always by any threat or strong emotion. I clamped down hard on it, practicing the control I'd been working so hard to wield. I smiled at Gabriel's bodyguard. Thanks, Marta. I'll take care of this. Better you than me, she answered, with a wry smile as she left.
You want me to rough him up a little?
Jim asked, rising and walking slowly toward Magoth.
I'd go straight for his noogies, but that curse gives me the willies. Huh, willies, get it?
Go ahead and try,
Magoth said, his eyes glittering with an unholy light. Jim paused, shooting me a worried look.
You said he doesn't have any powers here, right?
He's without about 95% of his power, yes, I answered. Jim froze.
Oh, man, I thought you said all of his power was gone.
It is. Well, all but about 5%, as best as we can figure.
5%? Jeez, May. We've got to have a little talk about the difference between a demon lord without any power and one with enough to squash flat a 6th-class demon.
Magoth smiled again. A little black tendril of power snapped at Jim. The demon yelped and backed toward the door.
Fires of Abaddon! Can't you take a joke? I was just funnin'. Your imperial dark and twisted majesty. I think Heart to Heart is on that retro TV show channel. You know how I love me some Stephanie Powers. Catch you later, your eminence of unholy darkness.
I gave Magoth my full consideration as the door shut behind Jim. It was true that over the last 6 weeks, while Magoth had lived with us, Gabriel and I had determined that the demon lord had retained only a tiny fraction of his powers, but you don't become a prince of Abaddon without picking up a few tricks.
You know the basement and areas below are off limits until the workmen are done, Magoth.